Well, John, a lovely crowd here today. I don't think I've ever seen a queue for autographs quite as long as this. Unfortunately, the cricket didn't live up to the billing from a Durham point of view.
Yeah, great to see so many kids here. Lovely turnout, decent day. Unfortunately, a poor match because we really didn't play our part in that. Yeah.
7 matches in a row now you've lost to Warwickshire / Birmingham, depending on what you want to call them. And in all 7, you've batted first.
It's a stat I wasn't aware of, but I don't think it's particularly crucial whether we bat it first or second. We just needed to bat better.
Yeah. What was the situation today? It looked to me like, well, firstly, too many players got themselves out early and you had a mountain to climb after you lost 4 wickets in the power play, but it seemed to me that some of the players were struggling to judge the pace of the pitch.
Yeah, 30 for 4 is no place to win a game from. I think in T20 you always have to accept the fact that risks will be taken by batsmen, particularly when they're trying to find the boundaries. But if you're giving away wickets when you're just looking for singles, well, that's just a lack of accuracy, I think. So I think we showed too many instances today with bat and ball where we just weren't accurate enough for this form of the game.
Yeah, the batting has improved in recent weeks, and it's been the bowling that's generally been the issue, but it seemed to be both today.
We've defended well here the last couple of games at home. We've had decent totals, but not exceptional totals. We've managed to defend them well with some good bowling performances or some good all-round bowling and fielding performances. But I don't think we ever really had enough on the board with only 140 and a very short boundary on the one side. Not today.
Yeah, they targeted that short boundary and it worked for them. You didn't really get too much over the ropes on that side of the ground.
No, I mean, it was the obvious plan was to go hard at that boundary, but once you've lost 4 wickets early on, it makes it very difficult for the guys in the middle order to take those sort of risks. So well as Coghlan and Poynter did in sort of fashioning some sort of a total, they were never really going to be able to get us up to the sort of total that we might have needed with the short side. Because they really couldn't go hard enough early enough because unfortunately we were already in trouble.
The last time Usman Arshad batted quite high up the order, I think he got his best score in a T20. We haven't really seen him with the bat since then. Has there been an issue?
No, he's had a couple of guys at the top of the order, or higher up the order, trying to use him in the power play. I'd say the last time he didn't quite get it right because once he got outside the power play, he didn't really take it forward. We've changed the batting order a little bit since then, obviously with Keaton coming back into the side, which has left Graham Clark at 4, so we've not really felt the need to add Usman into that position.
Yeah. Now, normally we're talking about maybe you left 15 runs out there today, 31 balls to spare. You've probably left about 50 out there, haven't you?
Yeah, I think that you can misread that a little bit sometimes. I mean, if we'd got a 180 score, sort of like a 30 more runs, you could say that they've chased it down easily because they had 30 balls to spare, but it would have been a different thing for them to be going at if they had to go a 180. Still wouldn't have been a massive score with that side, but at least it would have given us a much more even chance. There's very little pressure on them when they only need to get 140.
Yeah. You've got 2 games left now, both away from home, and I suppose you could still have a say in who goes out of the group, although you can't. You've got to go to Derby on Tuesday night and then Northants on Friday.
Yeah, we said before today that the last 3 games were going to be against sides who had a hell of a lot to play for. It would be a good test for us, and it would be a good marker for where we really are, because they're going to be fighting very hard for either clawing themselves into those top 4 positions or trying to get the top 2 positions so they get a home quarter. So we know that the last 3 games are going to be very, very competitive. We've got the 2 left now, both of them away against sides who are obviously winning more games than we are in this competition, but still we've got a chance to go and have our say in who does get through to the quarters.
And probably roughly the same squad again. You won't be resting senior pros, will you, for the last 2 May games? Because you've got a week off, haven't you, before you're in action after this when you play Derbyshire at home in the Championship.
I wouldn't use the word resting. There's 1 or 2 probably struggling to be out there for both games during the upcoming week. So it's not that we'll rest them because we want to keep them fresh. We'll rest them because otherwise I think they're going to break.